We got Carabas on the line.
Oh, that's why we were playing that.
Yeah, going to Florida.
My brain's slow today. I went out last night. Should not have.
Where'd you go?
Noodle. Where was I? Just right next door to here.
Where?
It's just like a wine bar thing. It's like some wine, some cocktails.
Look at you.
Yeah.
What bar? What wine bar?
It's right next to us. Like Les Escotes. It's like all French people.
Huh.
Everyone speaks
French. I didn't
know
there was a wine bar right near us.
Literally. It's right next to Smith. It's a cool
to
little
the
spot. Yeah, they got a little cheese, little wine.
All right, I'll have to give that a shot.
Yeah, no,
so Carabas is on vacation, just soaking in the sun in Florida. What's up, Carabas?
The vacation man himself.
Yeah, I mean, I literally, 1 week from tomorrow, I'll have been at Barstool for 3 years. This is the first vacation that I've ever taken. It's only 3 days, and the whole point was to get away from Dave. I've been in Florida for one fucking hour, and I'm already on the phone with Dave.
I didn't tell you to call in. First of all, you, with 3 years, the first two, you we were paying you full time, but you like worked for Comcast Sports and that. You're doing all your other stuff.
Oh,
you're
my God,
you're showing up at opening day when you should be at home. You're doing, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say I worked you into the ground. You come here trying to make a good impression on all the new people, and you're basically taking a spring training.
Basically, I think it's even more impressive the fact that I was blogging full time and still had the time to do fucking TV and radio on the side.
I mean, you weren't churning out. It wasn't like you were a blog machine.
The opening day story is my favorite, Dave, because I recall that being, Jared, you can go to opening day, no problem, as long as you get Travis Shaw holding up a picture of him with the Mayor of Ding Dong City shirt, which I did, and then you yelled at me for going anyway.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Wrong. That's incorrect.
Exactly what happened.
No, that's incorrect.
Nope. That is,
you did not get
true.
That picture. That's incorrect.
I
not,
sure
that's
did.
Not, that's not how it went down. Jared, go. Where are you playing shuffleboard right now?
Yeah, I'm trying to. But
getting sun in the gym. You and all your excuses is it's vacation, sick days. You're on, I don't know what you're doing. You're lying on the beach. You're fucking pumping iron. But you said you had the flu. I don't know what the hell's going on.
What do you mean that? Are you talking about the video that I sent to Bob Fox last night?
Oh boy, no. Oh, yes. Here we are. Yes, we are. Yeah, you were in the gym.
That video is 2 years old. That's not recent.
I don't know if that makes it better.
What was the context of that video?
Are you sick or not?
Yeah, I am sick. I was sick,
but that's where I get confused. Like, oh, I got the flu / drinking daiquiris on a beach.
I'm not drinking daiquiris.
Sounds it.
Beach. I'm fucking sitting in a car outside of a parking lot right now. I just got back from Chili's, had a nice little lunch.
You went to Chili's? That's your vacation?
Me,
you went
like,
to Chili's
oh,
in Florida?
Your dad's going off the rails on radio, so why don't you call in? Because like, I don't want to call in. I'm on vacation. And then fucking radio calls me anyway, and here I am, stuck with you once again.
What? Who are you on vacation with?
Don't worry about it.
No, I'm very worried.
I don't think that concerns you, Dad.
Very much concerns you. So where are you in Florida?
Fort Lauderdale.
Okay. Well, do me a favor and don't go to Chili's anymore on vacation.
Okay.
Why, is it a bad look for the family name?
Yeah, it's you're on vacation in Florida and in Fort Lauderdale. I'm sure there's a lot of nice restaurants besides going to chains.
Yeah, I would agree. But, I mean, like I said, I've only been here for like an hour. I was starving.
It's like you landed and went to Chili's.
Landed and went to Chili's.
Okay. Well, have a good vacation, Jared. When are you going to get back in here, like after Christmas?
See, what? Like, if you were to make, like, a bar graph of hours tallied at the Barstool office since I got there in August, I would probably argue that mine would either be at the top or number two. But now we're going to make it out that Jared's never there because Jared was sick, and then he takes a fucking three-day vacation.
So then when are you going to be back?
Right?
I'm just asking. When are you going to be back?
I'll be back. As soon as everyone else is back.
That's these answers are so vague.
I mean, you know that. He's coming back after Thanksgiving.
Okay. So I'll see you in a couple weeks. All right. Bye,
no,
Jared. Enjoy Florida, buddy.
Enjoy Chili's.
Appreciate that.
That is Jared Carabas.
The music made that segment.
The host of the number one digital baseball show on the planet Earth starting 9. Chris Pine, who's my guy. I think he's so underrated. Those two together are just...
Oh, she's way better looking than he is, though.
He's so underrated. He needs
looking.
Yes, he needs he's so looking. Much more props. He should be the world's sexiest
man. Has he ever been? I was about
yeah,
to say.
Yeah, exactly.
Has he, ever been
he doesn't
man
even
alive?
Get the nod.
Oh,
he
I think the guy it from Guardians of the Galaxy is way better looking.
Chris
than
Pratt.
Chris yeah Pratt
over yeah Chris Pine.
Yeah, oh,
that's
yeah
a joke.
No, you're a joke.
I can never trust you ever again.
Really,
Raul? That is...
I'm glad we have Fran in here. Fran.
I would go Chris Pine.
Chris Pratt
really
is just a goon who just got hot. He just got strong. That's it.
Are you thinking of Chris Hemsworth?
Yes, that's who you got to be thinking of.
Fran. Don't ever insult
you can't
him like that.
No, no, that's not insulting.
You think I don't know who fucking
you
Thor
can't
is?
Possibly think that Chris Pratt is even on the level
I think Chris
of these
Pratt
dudes.
Chris Pratt, like, makes a move. Chris Pratt is a hot dude.
Not even
yeah
relatively
let's
close
put that
to
up
the guys we're
let's
talking about.
Where'd Coley go?
Chris Pine has never been sexiest man alive.
I don't
he
believe
be
so
on the
Chris
show.
Pratt,
he doesn't get any love. Like,
Chris
he doesn't...
Pratt is better looking than Chris. I can't believe we're
no
having this conversation.
That is a joke.
You're,
Chris no Pratt is like a funny, like comedian type guy who's good looking. Chris Pratt, Chris Pine is like a stunning human.
Chris Pine has those dreamy blue eyes.
And that jawline. I got this big, dumb, fat bitch Feidelberg in the building. He'll help me out here. Who is
want
a better looking guy? Chris Pratt or Chris Pine?
Chris Pratt.
What?
Fuck you,
God
Kevin.
God damn it.
Me and Fran are the only people with a brain. You think Chris Pratt's better looking than Chris Pine?
I guess this is tougher.
It's not.
It's a tough,
Chris
yeah
Pine is
well,
a
like,
far
I mean,
superior looking
Chris
person.
Chris Pratt is the handsomer man.
No.
He's correct the guy.
None of that's correct true.
Look,
Chris Pratt with the eyes,
Chris,
the hair,
Chris
and the
Pine
jawline.
Might be prettier. Chris Pine might be
he
prettier.
He is prettier.
He yeah is everythinger. Everythinger when
it's
it comes
gorgeous
down to looks. What's going on with the poll?
Like that time when he came, yeah, no shit, because the internet.
That's what the internet does.
I don't know. That time when he came out,
70% of people said Dave looked more like Zuckerberg.
Well, that's just a fact. That's like, is the sky blue? Let's put it up to a poll.
When Pine came out of the Oscars with the salt and pepper hair, I remember throwing my arms in the air, being like,
"Chris
this isn't
Pratt
fucking fair
just got big. He just got jacked. That's it.
No,
the rest of him is like, eh. He is an okay looking dude.
Even when
Chris
he was,
Pratt is like a stunner.
Even when he was fat, he was still running the game.
No, not really.
No, that's silly.
No, it isn't.
That's
yes, it is.
What do you mean still that, blue? What are you talking about?
He was still like he was still a guy who people were like putting on a level even before he got the mob.
No,
absolutely.
That's the whole
absolutely
point. That's what happened
not
with Anna Faris.
The funny guy from
hot
Parks and Rec.
Yeah,
no, he was like the funny. No, he
was
no
like Jonah
one
Hill was trying
on
to fuck
any,
Andy.
That's incorrect.
No. I mean, there's just no comparison, and I feel like anybody who disagrees with me has no brain. Just a dumb person. I'm looking at pictures right now. Like, you have got to be fucking kidding me.
I mean, Jack Ryan, yeah. I mean, he's hot as shit in Jack Ryan.
I mean, give me a fucking
yeah
break.
Okay, take it back. Come. It's Chris Pine. Yeah,
come on.
Oh, goddamn.
Look at
those eyes.
Look at those eyes.
You flip-flopping son of a bitch.
Yeah, no,
I mean, have some goddamn conviction.
When I look into those eyes,
argument.
I can't.
Let's get Gay Pat in here. He'll give us the final word. Shall we all agree that whatever Pat says here is final?
No.
Absolutely.
Come on,
not
just for I mean,
who the fuck is saying that Chris Pratt is better looking than Chris?
Yeah,
Pratt?
Like I said, Gay Pat
you
says
Coley?
All. Pat,
Dave
it.
Said
it Coley too. And Dave. And
really?
And John
I
originally
said
Chris
Pratt.
Yeah.
He flipped though.
And
well,
then I showed him a picture
flipped,
and it was over.
Yeah, when I saw Pine's eyes,
John's
like,
heart said Pratt.
Frankie, what weigh in? Pine or?
Oh, it's not even. It's
Pat
not,
or? I can't say it.
Say it.
Pine or Pratt?
Pine.
Yeah,
I mean it's not even.
It's not even.
All you have to do
debatable
is look at an old picture, Chris Pratt. Look at it like who he really is, and
yep
it's over.
I love fucking Frankie Borelli.
You hate Frankie, and then he agrees with you. You're like, I love Frankie Borelli.
No, I hate. This is what I like about Frankie, and this
two time
and
rap.
This came to light yikes on his first appearance on KC Radio. Frankie has like ridiculous, unbridled passion about certain topics.
Yeah, that's yeah true.
And like, it'll come out, and I'm just like, yo, this dude.
Have you
and,
heard him
and,
on foreplay?
And a lot of it's hate on, no.
He's,
I mean,
he's tremendous
yes,
on
yes,
foreplay.
Yeah. When he gets going on the golf, he's completely ridiculous. When he gets going on porn, he's outrageous.
Yep.
When he gets going on the Rangers, he's outrageous. When he watches Jimmy Fallon, he personally, you know, just gets to become an over-emotional, outrageous freak.
When he gets going on porn, like,
oh my
I
God
feel like most
watch
people
out
start dialing like 9-1, and they're like,
they're
like if he goes one more iota over this line, they're the ones getting smashed.
And you never know it. You look at this guy; he got this baby face, looks like a nice put together fella, and then he wants to watch like you said, blood and guts.
Like he beats off to Saw. Like that's.